Tuesday, August 5th. Memorial of Our Lady of the Snow. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verses 14 through 16. From the beginning and before the world was I created, and unto the world to come I shall not cease to be, and in the holy dwelling place I have ministered before him. And so I was established in Sion, and in the holy city likewise I rested, and my power was in Jerusalem. And I took root in an honorable people, and in the portion of my God his inheritance, and my abode is in the full assembly of saints. The Gospel from Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck." But he said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. A certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, "Thou art so holy and so blessed, O Christ, that because of thee thy mother must be also blessed." Although she was ignorant of the mystery, this woman was moved by the Holy Spirit to declare that Christ was born of a virgin mother. Some suppose that the woman here mentioned was Saint Martha, or her handmaid Saint Marcella. However, had it been Martha, in all probability Saint Luke would have said so, since he so frequently in the chapter preceding makes mention of her name. But Marcella is said to have incurred the enmity of the scribes because she thus openly spoke in praise of Christ, and to have been by them condemned to death a little after the crucifixion. And there is a tradition that, together with Martha, Mary Magdalene, and Lazarus, she was exposed in an open boat without sails or oars, but that it, with its living freight, was by the providence of God brought safe to shore at Marseille. Blessed is the womb that bore thee, for it was the abiding place of the Son of God. Hence St. Methodius says of the Blessed Virgin, "Thou didst conceive him who comprehended all things. Thou didst bear him in thy womb, by whose word all things are sustained. For she is the chariot of the true Solomon, of whom it is written, 'King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love.'" Song of Songs 3:9. Gregory of Nicomedia calls her the glorious throne and royal chariot on which the incarnate Word was carried when he visited the earth. St. Bernard says Ignatius of Antioch, in the many letters which he wrote to the Blessed Virgin, addresses her as Christophera, Christ-bearer, which is indeed a noble title conveying with it infinite honor. For to be the servant of Christ is to be a ruler and prince, and to bear him is to be ennobled, not burdened. And the same writer, commenting on Revelation chapter 12, goes on to say, "How great favor hast thou found in the sight of God! How very nigh hast thou been brought to him! He abides in thee, and thou in him. Thou didst provide him a garment, and in turn thou art clothed upon by him. He received of thee the garment of the flesh. He clothed thee with the glory of his majesty." Rightly therefore may we sing of the Mother of our Lord, "Thou art the exaltation of Jerusalem. Thou art the great glory of Israel. Blessed be thou of the Almighty Lord forevermore." Judith 15:9. St. Gregory Nazianzen, in his tragedy, The Suffering Christ, writes, "O Queen, O Mistress and Blessing of the human race, be ever propitious to us mortal men, and be my safeguard wherever I may dwell." St. Cyril says, "All praise to thee, Holy Mother of God, for thou art this world's pearl, an ever-shining light, the crown of virgins, and the scepter of the faith." St. John Chrysostom says, "Hail, Mother, the throne, the grace, the glory, and the support of our Holy Church." St. Ephrem salutes her as the hope of the fathers, the glory of the prophets, the praise of the apostles, the honor of the martyrs, the joy of the saints, and the light of the patriarchs of old. Christ responded, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Christ does not say that his mother is not blessed, as Calvin would have us believe, but only that they are more blessed who hear the word of God and keep it, that is, fulfill its precepts. Because to be the Mother of God is a grace and free gift of God, but external, and therefore not of necessity acting upon the soul. But to hear and keep the word is an internal grace, finding acceptance in the sight of God. To be the Mother of God is, of necessity, the blessing of one virgin only, but to hear and keep the word of God is a privilege common to all believers. Christ therefore would encourage the woman who had addressed him, "Thou callest my mother blessed, and sorrowest that so great a privilege has not fallen to thy lot. But I offer thee a better and more lasting blessing, if thou wilt hear my word and keep my commandments. For my mother was blessed more because she acknowledged my divinity than because she conceived me in her womb. Nay, more, because had she not recognized the purpose of God and been obedient unto his word, she would have been accounted unworthy to have become the mother of his son." And so St. Augustine says, "The near relationship of mother would not have profited Mary had she not conceived Christ in her heart as well as in her womb, for she was more blessed in her faith than in her conception."